This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to Leyland Kill with Basha and Tiana, Joy 94.9. Hello over there, Basha.
Hello, Tian.
Look, we have got a cracking show lined up for you tonight. But first, if you want to get in contact with us, please do so. We love to have the communication lines open during our show. You can do so on 0427JOY949. You can even email us at onair@joy.org.au.
And on tonight's show, we're going to be talking about the new anti-homophobic campaign that's coming out. The girl that dressed as a guy to date a girl. We've been keeping you waiting for weeks. I'm hoping it's a good story.
It's still fresh news.
All right. And the social worker who was fired for being bisexual?
Allegedly fired for being bisexual.
Oh. And the PM is going to talk to Christian lobby groups. We're going to discuss that. And, of course, our events listing for the week. But please stay tuned.
There's going to be much more.
There will always be much more, because we always go on a tangent.
We do. It's just what we do. Look, as I said, if you do want to get in contact with us tonight, please do so. You can text, you can email, you can even head over to joy.org.au and check out our program page, which will help you connect with us on social media, which is always a pretty good thing. We like to be liked.
We do, and we like comments, and we like photos.
And we like text messages.
Yes.
Anything else?
Yeah. You know, Ben posted those cute photos of himself.
He did. One of our listeners, Ben, sharing with us his theatrical adventure, I might say. Yes.
Yes. There's a montage of all the pictures. It's beautiful.
I do like it.
Yes.
Now, of course, Basha, you found here a nice article for us. Do you want to share what this is about?
Yes. Well, as we all know, the Also Foundation have been doing some good work. And they've started a groundbreaking anti-homophobic TV and social media campaign. And it'll be starting off in Victoria in the coming weeks. So we've got to keep an eye out for this. And it's the first type of campaign that's not only focusing on homophobia, but transphobia and biphobia. And it'll also explain to people the difference between them, which is always helpful. Because I don't think a lot of people outside of our community understand.
They don't get it.
No. And so, yes, and it's crucial that we all spread the word and, you know, especially when we find these campaigns on social media, that we like them and we share them, because this is how we need to keep this conversation happening, and we need to help them, because even though it's $50,000, it's actually not a lot of money.
Well, it's the Victorian Health Department, you were saying. They've provided $50,000 for the campaign.
Yes.
And that the campaign followed recommendations made from the 2010 With Respect report, which was funded by the Victorian Justice Department. I've read here.
Yes.
But these commercials, they're going to be appearing on free-to-air television and also Foxtel Aurora channel from late August.
Yep.
But I think this is actually really cool. And they've also got on social media as well. They're going to be
Facebook,
following.
Twitter campaigns also happening.
So it's pretty cool. So look out for it. I mean, you know, I think anything like this that is tackling the negative side of our community is always
it's always important.
Positive.
Because when you think of last weekend, I don't know if anyone noticed, but Joy was at the MCG or at the G.
At the G last weekend. That's the Melbourne Cricket Ground, if you don't know what we're talking about. Usually they have all the Aussie Rules football games playing down there.
Yes, and we were doing a live broadcast. Well, not us, but Joy was doing a live broadcast from
I was
there.
Weren't you there?
Yeah, I'm sure you were there. And they were there to help break down barriers and try and stop the homophobic behaviour, especially in sports. Because recently a footballer called a colleague a not nice term and caused a bit of a kerfuffle. What's a lovely word.
I love that word.
And I haven't had that in a while.
A kerfuffle.
And it'll be my new word of the week. And he was fined $3,000 and he was sent to an education program, which I think is good.
I think it's fantastic.
But it was funny because during the week I noticed an article, they were talking about it on Star Observer. One of the reporters there was discussing the fact that she'd received a message from a friend of hers saying, oh, go to the Herald Sun homepage and read this article. She's like, okay. He goes, go to the bottom And at the bottom, they'd put in a quiz saying, do you find the statement that this footballer made, or do you find it discriminatory and things like that? And she was like, hello. The fact that you're asking this actually is.
Mm.
You know, and in her article, she was discussing the fact that had the word for homo been changed to a derogatory term of, let's say, an Aboriginal person, they would have not made this same distinction. They wouldn't have had this survey asking the public.
Well, because then, yes, it would be definitely crossing that boundary.
Yes. And, yeah, and the public, you know, had a problem. You know, 55% said that they didn't find it to be, you know, discriminatory. So that was sort of weird that they went, oh, yeah, that's actually okay to call someone this. But it is the Herald Sun, so, you know, we can't, you know, give them much.
You know my feelings about media today.
I do.
Not exactly a fan.
But the best thing at the bottom of the article was that this was written to Monica Schaefer. Her friend wrote her in and said that what he's actually done is he's gone and contacted GLAAD, so the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, and he contacted them about this particular article and said, hey, I'm reporting the Herald Sun to them. So hopefully something will happen there.
Mm.
We'll see some movements.
Well, I don't think it's the first time that some of these big newspapers have gotten themselves in hot water over the homophobic subject.
But it's just disrespectful what they're doing.
It is disrespectful. But then again, you know, they're just looking for popular opinion and trying to get people's attention, which they've done.
You know, so good on them. These are the same papers that were starting a poll of whether one of our athletes was too fat. So, you know, no. We can't really wait, give them that much credibility.
We can't, yeah, we've already bashed the media a couple of shows ago. Let's not get back there because we're just going to keep going and going. It's a vicious cycle, I tell you.
But they bring it upon themselves. They can't help it.
Look, if you do want to join in with our conversation tonight, we've got a pretty big show lined up, but you can send us a text on 0427JOY949. You can even email us at onair@joy.org.au. And we do love to hear from you, so please do so if you have the time. You're with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Laylink, on Joy. Welcome back to Laylink. You're with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. Yeah, I did that note. The whole thing, all the way through.
I know, that was some crazy dancing. I'm so glad the mics were off.
Look, we have a cracking show going through tonight. So if you do want to get involved in the conversation, please do so. You can send us a text on 0427JOY949. You can even email us at onair@joy.org.au. Now, just before, we're talking about the anti-homophobia TV project.
Yes, and Sammy's message in saying that $3,000 is barely a slap on the wrist.
So that was to the footy player.
To the footy player, yes. Which I agree, but I think the important part of the issue was that the AFL sent him to a schooling, so he had to go and learn what exactly it was that he did wrong. I think that's the important part. So,
I agree.
Yes. Now, we're going to talk about this article. The girl who dressed as a guy.
We are.
Yes?
We are. We're getting there, I promise. We've kept everyone waiting. We're just going to keep them waiting a little bit longer.
Oh, no. All right.
You are with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Laylink, on Joy. And welcome back to Laylink. You're with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. Now, we've kept everyone waiting.
Weeks.
Weeks.
Seems like months, but, you
know. This one article, which I'm sure they've found and already read. But, you know, we want to discuss it. So if you are keen to get in on the conversation, please do so. Send us a text on 0427JOY949. You can even email at onair@joy.org.au. Now, Basha. The girl who dressed as a boy to date girls.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I know. The first article you sent me, I thought, okay. So I actually went to the English website and got the comprehensive article.
So,
from the Daily Mail.
So this person, Gemma, Gemma, used fake profiles on Facebook to lure girls who were 15 and 16. Dodgy. She wore baggy clothes and hats to hide her identity during rendezvous. The relationships included kissing, cuddling, and sexual touching. She wanted to become the perfect boy for each of the victims. And this is what the court heard.
Yes, the bizarre thing for me is that all three girls, so the girl in question, Gemma, was dating these two 15, 16-year-old girls. But the bizarre thing for me was that they were actually all friends. So this Gemma girl was in her 20s?
Yes.
Yes, and that's why she's been prosecuted. So she's been sentenced to 30 months for sexual assault and 3 months for fraud.
Which I think is, pretty valid. But I mean, the psychological scarring that these two girls have had is kind of worse. But the actual way that this has gone, it's quite fascinating because this Gemma created these two guys.
Yes.
Fake guys in her head that were dating these other two girls on Facebook and had quite elaborate backstories for them.
Yes. The funny thing is, though, see, this is where Facebook is, you know, easy to do because you can create, you never know who you're talking to.
Exactly.
But then they've actually gone and met and they still didn't realise that it was their friend.
Mm.
And they started dating.
So they all knew each other before any of this happened.
And the two girls are, the two young girls were friends or are friends. So it's quite, I just found this whole thing unusual. And when the police came to arrest Gemma, they actually didn't realise she was female. They treated her like a male. And then only when they started the strip search, they patted her down and everything, didn't notice. Mm. It was only when they did the strip search did they then realise this is a female. And she'd never actually said anything during this whole period.
Mm.
And during her court case, her lawyer stipulated that she suffers from autism spectrum disorder and ADHD, which I don't feel is an excuse because I don't feel that either of those disorders would make somebody do this. I think she maybe has some mental issues, possibly.
Well, I was quite fascinated with the complexity of this whole thing. I mean, there's even one part here where it explains in this article that one of the alter egos that she created dumped one of these girls, actually broke up with her, and she created another alter ego to console her.
Yeah, and the so girls still didn't notice
further
this.
And they didn't realise. None of them
and
realized.
I can't. That's what. And these girls took their new potential boyfriend home to meet their parents. Mm.
They fooled
family
the parents,
and friends.
Police, yeah.
And they all knew
everyone.
This person. And I'm thinking, did no one not realise? I'm just shocked. I had to go find the proper article because I read this and thought, what is this a joke? But it's actually a real thing. And the police didn't even realise. And the police still find that they during her sentencing they were talking about the fact that she'd never actually explained her motives, and that they'd never seen any remorse from her for what she had done. Hence the quite severe sentencing.
Mm. So how was she exposed?
Well, what happened was one of the girls was sleeping next to her boyfriend and she took the baseball cap off him because she felt that it was probably awkward for him. And when she removed the baseball cap...
Who sleeps in a baseball cap anyway?
I don't know. And when she removed the baseball cap, that's when she realised that this was her friend's boyfriend. And thought, hold on. But she still didn't click to the fact that this was her friend.
Mm.
This is where I'm very confused. You know, I've seen Mrs. Doubtfire and we were all convinced by that. So possibly, you know, it's possible to convince someone that you're somebody else, put on a lovely accent and stuff. I'm sure it's been done.
I find this whole story fascinating, but I'm wondering if anyone out there knows of any similar cases which have come out in the media. So, look, if you do have anything you want to share or any comments about this, you know, you can Google it if you Google
girl who dressed as a boy.
Girl who dressed as a boy. Yeah.
To date a girl.
To date a girl. Even if you Google it and have a look at the article online, it's actually quite fascinating.
I just found it interesting what the judge actually said to her was that this deception was entirely responsible for the victims being so utterly and cruelly tricked, and that, you know, he found this completely reprehensible.
Mm. It is, yeah.
And that the psychological damage of these innocent young women is self-evident.
So, as I was saying, look, if you do want to jump into our conversation, please feel free. I keep getting distracted because I'm continuously reading the article. You can send us a text on 0427JOY949. You can even email us in the studio at onair@joy.org.au. You're with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Lay Link on Joy. Welcome back to Lay Link here with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. Now, of course, we would love you to get into our conversation tonight. We've been talking about the anti-homophobia campaign, which is about to be launched. The girl who dresses as a guy to date girls. Very interesting article. And coming up we're going to be talking about the social worker who was allegedly fired for being bisexual. Now, of course, if you'd like to get into our conversation, please do so. Send us a text on 0427JOY949. You can even email us at onair@joy.org.au. And Basha?
We do have a message here. We have a new listener. She's tuning into the show first time. She's just moved into Melbourne and bursting out of the closet.
Oh, welcome.
Welcome. So stay tuned to the end of the show where we give you events so you know where actually to burst out onto the scene.
Yeah, so you can burst out onto the dance floor.
Exactly, and have fun. And, yes, she loves to hear some smart, funny women talking about subjects that actually interest her. So
I think I'm blushing.
I know.
Just a little.
I love her already. You know, she's my favourite person, no, apart from everyone else, but, you know, she's keep it up. So just for you, honey, we shall.
We shall. It's always great to get good feedback, isn't it?
It is.
Now, of course, this article we're talking about here, this woman did not get good feedback.
No.
And this is an article which I happened across online whilst trawling the interweb, as I do. The Salvation Army, they're in it again.
Yeah. I've got some supporting articles in here in regards to what they've done in order to, you know, what happened on Joy. I'm sure most of you are aware of what happened on Joy on an interview that a person who no longer belongs to the organisation gave. He basically said some things he shouldn't have, and instead of explaining them properly, he didn't. Now, they've actually gone to some trouble to actually, well, they've apologised.
They've
apologised, yes. They've also explained the passage that the interviewer was asking in regards to the passage. It's more of a moving away from God spiritually, and it has to do with not just things as in, yes, homosexuality. It has to do with things like gossiping, arrogance, pride, you know, all the seven deadly sins, things like that. So where you're being a not honest or dishonest person is what they're taking it from. It doesn't actually say homosexuality. So, yeah, so that's a little bit of the context for you, if you aren't aware.
Basically, this guy came on the radio and he gave an interview which painted the organisation in an extremely negative light in a time where this organisation was already in hot water over this subject.
Yes, and you can go to the Joy podcast and listen to that interview.
You can. It's still available.
It's still available.
You can do that at joy.org.au.
It's very interesting, actually.
It is actually a very fascinating interview.
But now we're talking about this employee.
Yes. Well, this employee, she's come out twice. She's come out with her story, a mum and wife. She used to be a social worker with the Salvation Army. She was hired to help homeless and low-income families find affordable childcare and keep their lights on, and it was a job that she loved. A few months into the job, she was asked to sign an employee handbook that outlined the rules and regulations of the Christian organisation. She found some of the beliefs disturbing. It outlined that they couldn't hire or fire you necessarily because of your sexual orientation. However, if you acted on it or acted immorally, then they could fire you if that didn't line up with the church. So basically, she could be as gay or bisexual or lesbian or whatever as she wanted, as long as she didn't actually do it.
Okay.
I don't even know how that works, but anyway.
Anyway.
She said, both my husband and I are bisexual, so we actually have an open marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Her family was completely dependent on her income, so she signed the handbook, basically, as you would, right?
Of course.
But then later on, she felt so guilty about the double life that she was supposedly leading that she decided to come clean to her boss.
Okay.
She says that her boss was wonderful when she gave her the letter. She explained that she was grateful that she'd been so transparent and, you know, she was really quite well receiving of the information. Like, she didn't give any indication that it was going to paint her in a negative light. But then 3 days later, she was blindsided. She came into work and her supervisors were crying and they said that they were sorry, it came from above them, and that they had to fire her and they had to walk her off the property immediately.
Which usually happens when you're being fired.
Yes. Well, sometimes. Depends.
Yes. But in most cases, you know, when you get the tap of the shoulder.
And into
yes.
a pub.
Yes. Well, they don't want you taking stuff off their website or their records and stuff doing damage. So that's pretty much why they walk you off. But anyway, yes. Continue.
So in the termination paperwork, the Salvation Army said that this woman was fired because her personal beliefs and position did not align with theirs, and she was no longer the best match for the job, even though when they had initially hired her, they had said that she was the best match for the job.
Yes, but unfortunately for her, this was during her probation period.
Yes, so she had a 90-day probation period, and basically they were able to let her go.
Well, it's
in
the full right, yeah, and they don't actually have to give a reason.
Mm.
You don't have to give a reason when you fire someone in their probation period, just like she could have left at any time during the probation period. You know, the thing is that when you're interviewing someone, you're getting so this is my HR skills coming out. When you interview someone, you meet them for 5 minutes, an hour. You can't get a valid assessment of that person.
Yeah, you need them in the role.
Yeah, and it's quite possible that she wasn't a good fit for that role. They may have wanted to, you know, they could have looked to move her into another department or another area. If that's not possible, then yes, unfortunately, you know, if it's a wrong fit, you do have to ask the person to leave. It just seems very odd, the timing.
The timing. Yes.
Now, she is talking to lawyers, but I don't think she has a lot.
Well, no.
Has a lot of rights, just because of the fact that it was in the probation period.
And she says that she's going to be taking this to the Attorney General, which is, you know, that's pretty high to go, first off. I mean, really, what is she looking for?
I'm thinking her lawyer's probably pushing it because he's probably aware of the fact, you know. If he's doing this pro bono, he's probably pushing this fact because he knows that they're
in hot water.
Yeah, and he's probably wanting to milk it and get some money and stuff for himself. But I don't know. I just find it...
Well, I mean, basically, you know, the Salvation Army can explain it away as much as they want, but popular opinion is really going to rule over the way this looks. It's what society thinks, isn't it?
Yes, but see, I've got some stuff here from the actual Salvation Army, because after that interview that appeared on Joy, Joy put questions to the Salvation Army and asked them to respond, and they did. So they put sort of questions to them about the handbook and in regards to that particular phrase that, you know, moving away from God. And their response was that the Salvation Army teaches that every person is of infinite value and each life is a gift from God to be cherished, nurtured and preserved. So, you know, these are sort of the things that they're saying, and they're trying to move themselves away from these kind of issues and say, look, you know, we're there to help people. And, you know, the other question was that they were discussing about the interview, that they said that there was a serious misunderstandings of our teachings and the clarification should have been given during the interview. So that gentleman didn't do that at the time. And that the Salvation Army sincerely apologises to all members of the GLBT community and to all our clients, employees, volunteers and those part of our faith communities for the offence caused by this miscommunication.
So basically... The Salvation Army, after the Joy interview, came out with a conclusion where they stated, "The Salvation Army encompasses a diverse community with a wide range of opinions on human sexuality and other subjects. The leadership of the Salvation Army continues to reflect on Christian and biblical tradition, and especially on the themes of justice and mercy, to further deepen the understandings of our own members and build a more healthy relationship with the GLBT community. We pledge to continue to offer services to all Australians and to treat each person with dignity, respect and non-discrimination." So, and this is just the Australian chapter from what I know. Our article is from overseas. It all sounds good.
It does.
It
you
all
know,
seems
look,
positive.
Look, in the Bible itself preaches acceptance and love, honouring and understanding all people. You know,
which I think is reasonable.
It is reasonable. even in the Islamic faith, here we go. Here's some interesting stuff for you.
Here we go.
So in Muhammad's teachings, he preaches acceptance and tolerance of all humans, male, female, regardless of their religious beliefs, their colour or their race. And I've actually read it, so it is in there.
It is in there.
It is in there. Mm. So they are there and they're there to have these conversations and stuff. I think what happens is that in these texts, they're in there, it's how people manipulate the text and what they choose to do with that text to serve a purpose.
Mm. But isn't, I mean, a lot of...
religions do that?
A lot of, I wasn't going to place it on the whole religion.
No,
I was
not
going
the
to
whole
say,
religion, but a lot of factions within the religions
a
do
lot
that,
of,
yes.
A lot of factions within the religions. A lot of people within the religions.
But people do that in the workplace. You know, they misinterpret working rules.
Ever.
And, you know, so everyone's doing it. So it's sort of like, well, if everyone's doing it, it's okay.
Well, it's not okay.
But if you actually go and, you know, read the Bible, I don't recall, you know, I haven't read the whole Bible.
Well, you should.
Yes. I don't recall anything in there where they specifically say, you know, death to homosexuals, but I could be wrong. If I am wrong, please send me the passage.
Let
and
us
I will,
know.
And I will go to my local hotel and grab a copy of the Bible and have a read.
Out of the drawer next to the bed?
Yes.
Why do we always know it's going to be there? And I always check. I never... Anyway, moving on.
I was in Indonesia and there was no Bible.
Really?
Mm.
Oh, okay. They need it to get their act together.
No, because it was they had the teachings of Buddha.
Oh, right. Well, that's fair.
And it was beautiful and I sat there reading it.
Mm.
It was lovely. It was a nice change.
Shall we move on?
Shall we move on?
Look, if you do want to get in on the conversation, you probably should because we're losing our topic, you can send us an SMS on 0427JOY949. You can even email us at onair@joy.org.au. And that's all I've got for you.
Thank you.
Look, we're going to line up the mood. So you are with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Leylink on Joy. And welcome back to Leylink. You're with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. If you'd like to get in on our conversation tonight, please do so. You can send us a text on 0427JOY949. You can even email us at onair@joy.org.au. And Basha, you have an apology
I do.
To
Thanks
make to
John.
Our listeners.
Yes. Thank you, John, for correcting me. John was saying that he thinks I was in Bali and not in Indonesia, being a Muslim country. And he's actually correct. I was travelling at the time in many countries all around Europe and Asia, and I was quite jet-lagged. And he is actually right that I was in Bali at the time because I do remember sitting outside under palm trees and, yes, at the beach. So that would have been Bali. Thank you, John, and I apologise.
You're good now? You've brought shame to the whole nation. How do you feel?
Oh, my God. Shame to the whole nation. Well, then let's not talk about our next topic.
Yes, it's not.
The PM is going to talk to the Christian Lobby conference group.
And so, why?
Well, they invited her.
If you've come across this story in the news, on the internet, whatever, Julia Gillard's talking to the Christian Lobby group.
She'll be the keynote speaker. I'm actually very interested to hear what she's going to be saying.
I'm interested to hear what she's going to say as well.
She's an atheist.
Yeah, interesting. Opinions, people, please, we'd love them. Send us a text on 0427JOY949. That's 0427-569-949. You can even email at onair@joy.org.au. Should the PM be sticking her nose into Christian business? I want to know what everyone else thinks because I'm slightly enraged.
Well, then you don't want to hear what I have to read. But the ALC Managing Director, Jim Wallace, previously compared the marriage equality campaign to Nazi propaganda and famously tweeted on Anzac Day last year that the Australian servicemen and women fought for what wasn't gay marriage or Islam. He sounds like a charming man.
Douche.
You know, I'm really interested just to see, you know, what she's going to say, what she's going to talk about here. You know, we don't know. She hasn't, of course, released this. The PM speaker said that, you know, she's attending, she's not endorsing their opinions and their views. She's just attending the organisation and will be talking. So it'll just be interesting. Yes, this is something, again, that...
What are you talking
sorry,
about
I got
over
confused.
There?
Sorry, I got a bit lost. This man is enraging me. I'm sorry, Mr. Wallace is getting me angry. He's basically saying that in a few years that these kids who are coming out of these marriage equality marriages will be coming out, you know, basically comparing them to the forced adoption of the stolen generation. I really don't get that. And saying that how dare they be taken away from their biological parents and raised by somebody else. And that these 20 or 30-year-old children will be asking how this happened and why were they not allowed to be raised by a mother and a father. I find that argument utterly stupid. And
fair call.
And what about all the people using IVF?
What's going on there?
I know that the church, well, the Vatican doesn't promote IVF. They don't agree with that, which is fair enough. But, you know, the whole purpose of religion is to procreate in a lot of the sense. And here these people would really love to have children and they're trying. So I think why not?
Look, at the end of the day, I want to know why we are in a situation now where our Prime Minister is allowed to go and speak at this Christian lobby group when she has never addressed a, and I use this term loosely, congregation of homosexuals.
Why would she? Why would she put herself in the direct firing line? What is she going to stand in front of us all saying?
Exactly.
I feel your plight is very interesting, but what? I still won't change my opinion.
So why is she standing up in front of the Christian lobby group when she's said that she's an atheist?
Well,
if you want to use that argument, that goes completely against it, doesn't it?
Because she's fighting for votes and Abbott is very much in the Christian lobby group, and so she's trying to win those votes. I don't think she's realizing that she's probably losing the gay votes, but you know,
I don't think there's anyone
supporting the gay community out there. Maybe the Greens, you know, so they'll probably get a lot of the gay vote.
Well, the Greens did win the Victorian seat last election, didn't they?
Yes, but see, this is the good thing. So, the chairman of the Mardi Gras, of the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras, Pete Urmson, invited the PM to speak at the Mardi Gras. So we'll see what happens if she accepts that offer and if she actually goes and speaks there.
Mm. You have actually included here some of the comments from this article because you found some of them really interesting.
Yeah, just some of what the people were saying in response to the article. You know, that they were saying that they find it that these are predominantly uneducated, discriminatory and ignorant people. Okay. Fair enough. And the fact that one lady wrote, I think being Christian should be about loving and accepting everyone, no matter about their own personal preferences.
I like that lady.
Yeah, I like her too. She had a lot to say. And she had a lot of interesting things to say. She said that she's actually a religious lady, and she said that she perhaps interprets the Bible differently to others, but she believes it's about love and acceptance instead of discrimination and judgment. Many interpret it to suit their own needs, which is what I was saying earlier.
Well, I like what Paul says. He calls her a hypocrite, and he says that an atheist speaking at an ALC group is nothing more than her scrambling for votes. She's trying to align with groups that she believes can grant her more power.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Well, you know, we'll see what happens. It'll be interesting.
It'll be interesting. All right. Well, look, if you've got anything to say, please let us know. You can send us a text on 0427JOY949. You're with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Lay Link on Joy. Welcome back to Lay Link. You're with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. Now, if you do want to get in our conversation tonight, please feel free to do so. You can send us a text on 0427JOY949. You can even send us an email at onair@joy.org.au or head over to joy.org.au, find our program page and link up with us on social media. Now, we have had some communication come in through the phones and all through the texting and emails and stuff tonight, which has been absolutely fantastic. I did have a call from Stephen. Hello, Stephen. Thank you so much for your call. We appreciate the great feedback. And yes, sexuality is not a preference. It is biological. We completely agree with you.
Yes.
Now, Basha, you've got some text to share as well.
Yes. Sean from South Bank wrote in that Julia is a negotiator and she needs to win the Christian vote. And that's probably why she's going to be going to certain churches, which is, sort of what I was saying and agree.
It's valid from, political standpoint. Mm. She is a politician at the end of the day.
Yes.
For her, go for it. Why not? For us and what we want at the end of the day, probably not the best.
Probably not the best. And Kristen's wrote in saying that Julia over Tony any day, all day. She's saying, hello, lovely ladies, love your stuff, and she adores my voice. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm glad you adore my voice.
Sunday, you can all just hang out and relax because okay. We don't have an event for you for Sunday. Look, that is all from us this week, and it's been a cracking show. So thank you to everyone who has participated. As always, we do love our communication. Do head over to joy.org.au and find our program page. You can even send us an email out of Laylink show hours on laylink@live.com.au. Good night.
Good night.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.